This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Well, welcome Bruce Sanborn live to the program, live from Los Angeles. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. This is graduation weekend. You remember what that was like?
Yeah, I always considered it to be like preparing for a blizzard. you go to the store... On Friday afternoon, load up with supplies, go home, and just stay put till Monday morning.
Because
you just don't want to deal with it.
You can't get into a restaurant. You can't. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah. Well, but, particularly the later hours. There's nothing more unruly than a recent college grad. It's really. No sense of discipline, these kids today.
Yeah, these kids today. Goodness gracious. Bruce Sanborn, filmmaker, screenwriter, director, live from Los Angeles, joins us on occasion to keep us informed about what's going on in La La Land on the West Coast. So topic number one, Bruce, Sony. Remind us who Sony is and what's the problem.
Sony Pictures is one of the seven big studios in Hollywood. One of the great things about radio is I can say something now and everyone will have forgotten it. 2 months ago, I was talking about how the studios are basically doing pretty good. It's the parent companies that are in trouble. Well, Sony just released their numbers from the end of their fiscal year, and their Sony Pictures profits are down 49%.
Oh my gosh! What? That's insane.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not as bad as some. Some are down 80%.
What in the world?
Other companies, you know. But so they're actually doing better than some companies. But the biggest problem is that DVD sales have fallen off the charts.
Really?
No one is buying DVDs.
Why is that, you think?
Because nobody's got any money.
Ah.
Everybody's broke. Now, on the other hand, box office, actual theaters, are pretty much packed. They're setting records. In some cases, for theater attendance.
That is weird.
Because, you get more for your entertainment dollar going to a movie. It's generally cheaper than anything else you can do. So it's cheaper than a baseball game. It's cheaper than a basketball game. Way cheaper than sports, most sporting events.
Yeah.
Cheaper than concerts. It's cheaper than going out to dinner. You go to a movie, you blow $20 on two people, you're done.
And you made a night of it. Yeah.
And make a night of it. So while other venues, concert sales are down, restaurant attendance is way down, but movies are up because it is the most cost-effective way to get some sort of entertainment without, and you actually feel like you went out and did something.
Yeah, we're talking with Bruce Sanborn, but there's still the studio numbers are down even though people are going to the theaters. It's the DVD sales are down so much it's what's hurting them.
Well, you have to remember that, and I'm playing real rough with figures here because it's actually a lot more complicated than this, but DVD sales account for, roughly speaking, two-thirds of the studio's profit.
Really?
Yeah. DVD sales have been huge. Now, they've flatlined over the last few years, but it's still a major source of income for the studios. In fact, if you look at the box office returns, for instance, they spent $200 million on a motion picture and it grosses $200 million. Well, it's really just a calling card for people to buy the DVD.
Right.
The theatrical release is really just a promotion for people to go out and buy the DVD when it comes out. You don't make that much. When you're spending that kind of money on a motion picture, you don't make that much money on the first theatrical run.
It's sort of like a CD. The music group, the CD is a calling card, so you go buy their concert ticket.
It used to be the other way around. It used to be you would have a tour to support an album because people would see you in concert, and then they'd say, oh, I got to go buy the album. It's so great. Well, of course, albums effectively don't exist anymore. No one buys them, or very few people. The sales are way off. So the creation of a CD these days is really to support the concert tour, where when you buy the ticket, however much it is for the concert, the $65, $85, $150, whatever the ticket price is, really goes to cover the cost of the tour. They don't make any money off that ticket. What they're making money off is the concession sales and the T-shirt sales. Any merchandising, that's how you make money in the music business today, is merchandising.
Bruce Sanborn.
Of course, you have to be big enough to have merchandise to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Bruce Sanborn, live from Los Angeles. So Sony is way down. Is this unexpected? I mean, are people shocked? Or are they like, oh, well, Sony's...
Well, people aren't, it's not unexpected. There was a little minor tiff in that the chairman, Michael Linton, had been asking for a reduction in salaries for top-line performers, directors, producers, and movie stars. He says, look, you know, we can't afford you anymore, and you've got to bring it down. So these numbers reinforce that. So you may see a lot of artists, and I use the term loosely, reducing their prices.
Really?
You know, the days of getting paid $10, $20 million for a single picture are maybe over. Now, they may try to compensate with more back-end profit participation, but that's just robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's the studios have got to stay in business, and they are in business. So if their labor costs are exceeding their income, then they can't afford it. So if they can't afford, let's say, Brad Pitt wants $20 million to star in something, they'll go with somebody who will only charge them 10. So you may see those prices coming down. It was pointed out, however, that Michael Linton, the chairman of Sony, did not take a cut in salary.
But he wanted everybody else
to. So they're down 49%. It turns out, though, that he asked the owner of Sony, Sir Howard Stringer, if he offered to. He said, "I'll take a pay cut. You know, work for half my salary." And Stringer said no. His boss said, "No, you're worth it. You're not getting paid that much." So,
let's go to topic number two. Another studio, DreamWorks. Remind us who are the brains behind DreamWorks?
DreamWorks is the co-creation of Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, and Jeffrey Katzenberg. And it is one of the major minor studios, if you put it that way. Well, last year they decided to go their own way, and they'd been linked up with Paramount for several years, and they decided to become a true independent and get their own financing. Well, they decided to do this, unfortunately, right at the time of the big economic calamities in the world. So they've been having trouble getting financing. With DreamWorks out of the picture, that means there's one more big player that ain't making movies. And there's nothing anybody can do about it.
So
they don't have the money to make movies.
They can't get money.
So this week it was really, really exciting. Everyone's thrilled because they just announced that J.P. Morgan Chase has finally completed the $325 million first phase of the debt financing for their startup of their independent company. That'll trigger another $325 million investment from their Indian partner, Reliance ADA, BIG Entertainment.
So they're hooking up with Bollywood then?
Yeah, for financing. Hey, man, if you're going to put money into a filmmaker, don't you think Spielberg would be a pretty good bet?
Speaking of Bollywood, I finally saw Slumdog Millionaire. I rented it. I watched it at home. I actually watched it on my computer. That's where I watch most movies, on my big laptop. And I enjoyed it, like everybody else. I thought it was a fun, touching movie. I don't know if it was like the best movie of the year, but it was a fun movie. It was good.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was a really good movie. You know, my complaints are I don't think it was the greatest movie ever made. I thought it was a little oversold, but if I had made it, I'd be thinking it was the greatest movie ever made. It certainly is Danny Boyle did a great job, definitely deserved best director. A lot of people do, but he certainly, earned it. It was very well directed. The cinematography was amazing.
Yeah, it was a beautiful film.
The editing was incredible. It was overall, it was just a terrific film. Glad you finally got around to it.
Absolutely. So DreamWorks is getting some money from somewhere. What are their expected projects, you think, that they have in store?
They've got a few. I'm not going to jump on what they're going to do first because I've been so wrong before. You know, Spielberg had been toying with some years ago. He'd been toying with doing Memoirs of a Geisha, and everyone, his next film's going to be Memoirs of a Geisha. It's going to be Memoirs of a Geisha. And then he dropped out, and it's not going to be Memoirs of a Geisha. So, anyhow.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to topic number three. Jay Leno is stepping down from The Tonight Show.
Well, next week is Jay Leno's last week as the host of The Tonight Show. I happen to be old enough to remember when it was Johnny Carson's last week on The Tonight Show.
As am I.
That was spectacular.
He cried. He stood on a little stool out there in the middle of the stage and got teary-eyed.
Yeah, he just did clips from his favorite clips of the shows over the years.
Yeah, he was
the
great.
The night before, last two live guests were actually not the last night. It was the night before. It was Robin Williams and Bette Midler.
Yeah, and Bette Midler sang to him, right?
Yes. This week, however, Jay's final guests are going to be, on Monday, it's going to be Mel Gibson, who is, it's his first interview since the announcement that he's getting divorced from his wife of many, many years.
Uh-huh.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be on the Tuesday night. Wanda Sykes is going to be on Wednesday night. You know, Wanda Sykes, of course, at the correspondence dinner.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Really, really mouthed off. Good for her. but, you know, you got to stir the pot, man. Got to just stir the pot. And then on 28th, Thursday, Billy Crystal is returning.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting because Billy Crystal was Leno's first Tonight Show guest back in 1992.
Now, why is Leno getting off? He hadn't been on there that long, has he? I mean,
well, I'm getting to that. You notice I did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
okay.
And Thursday.
Yeah.
On Friday, his guest will be Conan O'Brien, who is replacing him on The Tonight Show.
Well, there you go.
Conan O'Brien, is, of course, had the 12:30 to 1:30 slot and is now moving up to the 11:30 Tonight Show slot. Leno, you know, you can't really feel sorry for the guy. He's been making $100 million a year for the last 20 years. Yeah. So he ain't hurting. For cash.
How much does he make a year?
Say what?
How much does he make a year?
It's really undisclosed, but it's estimated around $100 million a year.
Oh, my gosh. To sit there and talk to people? Ah,
yeah.
I'd like to make that money.
Hey, you know what? It's a lot harder than it looks.
Really?
It's a lot harder than it looks.
I mean, yeah.
You've got it. But for NBC, it's a cash cow. You have a guaranteed audience of between 8 and 15 million people every single night. Every night. And the ancillaries from that, you know, the clips from The Tonight Show get played all over YouTube and they get shot over here and people start talking about it, as does, you know, I actually find, you know, The Letterman Show to be much more interesting and entertaining. I find it to be a little edgier, but, and it's also, you know, cash cow time. But
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see how Conan fares in the 11th.
So where is Jay Leno going?
Leno is going to a 10 o'clock spot. He's basically, this is what's so weird. They're taking him from 11:30 to 12:30 slot, moving him to 10 p.m. primetime slot, where he's going to have his own weekly or own nightly show, Monday through Friday, only it's going to be from 10 to 11.
So
he's not on The Tonight Show, but there is going to be a Leno show with him doing basically what he does now, only it's going to be at 10 o'clock at night instead of 11:30 at night.
Huh. That's interesting.
So like I say, don't feel sorry for Jay Leno.
Will he make more money?
I would imagine so. I would guess that he's got some kind of profit participation since it's prime time and the audience is potentially bigger, that if he brings in certain numbers, that they're going to give him more.
Topic number four, the battle. Now, what is this battle?
Huge battle. This is really, really, really frightening. There is a biopic coming up about Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, chairman of the board.
Yep, they are going to be making this movie directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, that's going to be great. Who's going to play Frank?
That's the battle. Martin Scorsese wants Leonardo DiCaprio to play Frank Sinatra.
Nah.
Universal Studios wants Johnny Depp to play Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I would go with Johnny Depp. He'd probably do a much better job.
They have a deal already with Frank Sinatra's Enterprises, the Sinatra Estate and Warner Music Group. They are going to let them use all of Sinatra's music.
Oh, wow.
So no singing is going to be involved here. They don't have to try to sound like Sinatra. It would be a little tricky. The only person who ever really did it well was Joe Piscopo. So you've got two of the, you know, one of the biggest directors in Hollywood, major studio, and two of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
And they both want to do it?
Yeah.
Now, who would you say?
Who do you want to make angry less?
Yeah, because who you don't pick is going to be angry.
Do you want Johnny Depp mad at you, or do you want Leonardo DiCaprio mad at you?
Who would you vote for? I would vote for Johnny Depp. I think he's a much better actor.
I think I could go either way, but I'm leaning, and often do, but I'm leaning toward Johnny Depp. He's got more. He looks more like Sinatra. But it's old blue eyes, not old brown eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, other than the bone structure and so on, you know, DiCaprio, he's a fine actor, you know, and he's really grown. I thought, first time I saw The Aviator, I hated him in it. Second time I saw it, I thought he was fantastic.
Well, then I need to see it again, because I still thought he was terrible as Howard Hughes.
Yeah, I actually, second time around, and I agreed with you the first time I saw it. Second time I saw it, I was like, oh, you know, this is actually really... really good. But keep in mind also, you know, Depp is coming off a Universal film called Public Enemies, which I think is loosely based on, it's a period piece set in the Depression, loosely based, remember James Cagney, Public Enemy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gangster movie set in the 30s.
When does that come out?
This summer.
Oh, that'll be good. All right, what's going on with Cannes? The Cannes Film Festival is done, or it's going on now?
It's going on right now, but the big thing about the Cannes Film Festival, or as more sophisticated people say,
thank you very much,
is that they had a special 3D screening of the new Pixar motion picture called Up.
Yeah, I want to see that.
And these are the guys who did WALL-E.
Yeah.
The Incredibles.
It's about the old man who puts balloons on his house. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks great.
I try to stay away from what it's about. I don't want to know what it's about. I want to walk in and watch the darn thing.
Okay. So.
But, you know, the Cannes Film Festival, they can be very snooty, shall we say?
Yeah.
And very uptight about stuff. The film Up got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival from the audience.
Wow.
I'm thinking this is going to be quite a picture.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And supposedly, I heard some news about it, that this is the latest next generation 3D. It's not your father's 3D. This is like 21st century 3D, better than they've ever done it before.
Yeah. Well, they better. You know, they got to do something to keep people coming into the theaters.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes.
All righty. The top five in the box office?
I usually try to stay away from box office numbers because they really can, you know, the minute people start, oh, well, this is number one, that's number one, implies that it's a good film just because it's making a lot of money. It's not necessarily true. There are actually a lot of really, really good motion pictures that get made, and important motion pictures that aren't number one at the box office. So keep in mind, you know, as an example, Jimi Hendrix never had a number one hit.
Interesting.
And yet I would dare say that his influence on music has been greater than that of the DeFranco family.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But this week at the box office, I found it intriguing. The number one film is Star Trek, of course, which thus far has grossed over $100 million.
Have you seen it? I want to see that one. I heard it was great.
I have not seen it yet.
I want to see that.
The Soloist, the Jamie Foxx film.
Yeah.
Monsters vs. Aliens.
I saw that. I loved it. And my daughter loved it. Very good movie.
I love you, man.
I love you too, Bruce.
And Hotel for Dogs.
I don't know anything about that.
Now, what's interesting about these five films is that they are all released, well, for instance, Star Trek, Studio, Paramount. The Soloist, Studio, Paramount, DreamWorks. Monsters, Aliens, Paramount, DreamWorks. I Love You, Man, Paramount, DreamWorks. Hotel for Dogs, Paramount, DreamWorks.
What's going on?
Paramount DreamWorks is having a heck of a year.
Wow.
They're doing really, really good. Who's making movies that people want to see? Apparently, Paramount DreamWorks.
Wow.
All five of the top films. Now, this week, of note, there's really only one film. Most people are waiting for big holidays. Next weekend, of course, is Memorial Day weekend. You're going to see a lot of big releases coming out next weekend. But this weekend, there's only one big studio picture that's opening, and that is the Tom Hanks, Ron Howard film, Angels and Demons. It's a pseudo-sequel to The Da Vinci Code.
Did you ever see Da Vinci Code? I never did.
Yes.
Is it good?
I don't know. I fell asleep halfway through.
There you go.
And three or four times I fell asleep halfway through. Just don't care. It was just too dull.
No.
Please let something happen. Please, can we please have something happening here? Please, anything.
Bruce, I got like 15 seconds. Give us the news on Jerry Lewis.
Big news. Jerry Lewis back starring in his first major motion picture since 1983 from Lightstream Pictures called Max Rose.
Wow.
Jerry Lewis is starring again.
Man. Is he still on those drugs that make him really big?
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope he's gotten better. But it's Max Rose centers on a widower who revisits key moments in his life to unlock the mysteries of his marriage and family.
That sounds pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Sanborn, Live from Los Angeles, filmmaker, screenwriter, director, joins us on occasion to keep us updated about what's going on in La La Land and Hollywood. Bruce, as always, thank you very much and have a great weekend.
Take care, Coy.
A break for local news and weather. We're back with Hawes Spencer of The Hook. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.